The people deem his form homogeneous, but they do not perceive in him that fragrance.
See, this is what it is. The real stuff that we want to talk about today, we're talking about having a heart, right? When we say having a heart, everybody claims that, yeah, I know, I have it, no. The real having heart we mean. And this is a difficult stuff. Why? Because that fellow with the heart is unique and he has to live with us. So he has a life with a torture. And to prove the goodness that he brings us, he could let us smell. But we don't have the nose to smell that good stuff. This is the trick. So this is how these unique people could live lonely and nobody will recognize them and join them. This will happen a lot. Why? Because we don't have the nose to smell that who is the real good-hearted fellow. I have difficulties with that. Because everybody claims that he is or she is. This is the critical point. That everybody thinks that, yes, we are the same and we know what love is, we know what heart is, I have forever, and with God I am like this. Ah. This silly stuff. Yes.
Like a lion in the shape of a cow. Behold him from afar, but do not investigate him.
Uh-huh.
And if you investigate, take leave of the cow, the body, for that lion nature one will tear the cow to pieces. He will expel the bovine nature from your head. He will uproot animality from the animal. You are a cow. You will become a lion near him. If you're glad to be a cow, do not seek to be a lion.
How simple the explanation was. That listen, this is how it is. That there are these exceptional enlightened people and there are the rest of us. The point is, the difference is so enormous that the majority of us, we cannot understand it, we don't really get it. So try to know them. Try to find them, but keep your distance first. Because you should know that if you go further, you get close to them, they'll tear you apart. That's what it is. They change you. They get rid of this animal existence of you. They bring the other side of you up. This is how it works. If you don't like it, don't go to them. But if you like it, this is the process. Yes.
Commentary on, truly I saw seven fat cows, which seven lean cows devoured. God hath created those lean cows with the qualities of hungry lions, to the end that they might devour the seven fat ones with avidity. Although the forms of those cows were shown as phantoms in the mirror of dream, do you regard the reality?
Did you listen? The complication of the stuff that he wants to give a commentary to you, an explanation. Yes, now listen to the explanation.
The Lord of Egypt saw in dream, when the door of his inward eye was open, seven fat...
Do you remember that, this story? This is the main story of the beauty, the Joseph. This is previewing actually the future with that dream of seven cow, eating the other seven cow means 7 years of abandonment and 7 years of not having enough and stuff like that. That game, yes.
Seven fat cows, exceedingly well nourished, the seven lean cows devoured them. The lean ones were lions within, else they would not have been devouring the cows. The man of works, then, is human in appearance, but in him is concealed a man-eating lion.
Ah, so he's bringing this and making this story and bringing that up to say what? To say that, first of all, when those weak cows, they could eat the fatter one. What do you understand? You should understand that these big cows are weak and that teeny ones are the lion, really. They are the hunter. They look like that. You cannot judge the book by the cover. Remember? This is the trick. Yes?
The man of works, then, is human in appearance, but in him is concealed a man-eating lion.
Aha. Uh-huh. So this is what it is. With that story, they are talking about me. They're not talking about... You remember, those are not happening in the history. These are made of stories to talk about me. Because here, we are here to understand me. What to do with this me, right? He said, the good fellow, the fellow who is trying his best, who is this fellow? It's like that little animal, but there is a lion hidden in the human being. There is that hunter, that strong fellow, the king inside. Yes.
He heartily devours the man and makes him single. His dregs become pure if he inflicts pain upon him. By that one pain, he is delivered from all dregs. He sets his foot upon Suha. How long will you speak like the ill-omened crow? O Khalil, wherefore didst you kill the cock? He replied,
No. Before that replication, what's happening? Did you pay attention? We finished the story of the crow. Crow was the third one, remember? The third one was the dog. The second one was peacock. The third one was the cock. The fourth one is, this is the beginning of killing the fourth bird here. But here he doesn't say, how do you do it? Now he's asking, O Khalil, why did you kill this birdie? Yes.
He replied, the command. Tell the wisdom of the command that I may glorify that punctiliously.
Yeah, first of all, the first explanation that Abraham is giving is, that was the order. No, explain the order for me, because I want to learn, I want to bow to this little by little by little, which is hair to hair, means, I didn't ask why did you do it, to say it was the order and finish. Here, we are for explanation. Next paragraph, yes.
Explaining that the killing of the cock by Abraham, on whom be peace, signifies the subdual and subjugation of certain blameworthy and pernicious qualities in the heart of the disciple. He is lustful and much addicted to lust, intoxicated by that poisonous, insipid wine.
Ah, okay. The question was, why did you kill it? And he said, well, the order. No, explain it. How? Explain it? Appetite. With these birdie, I mean having real appetite. He has the appetite and is really drunk of the appetite and satisfying its appetite. So it is really crazy. This is the fourth thinking system in you. You have a thinking system which is talking about your appetite, right? Whenever we say love, you think about your appetite, whatever you like to have. That's the confusion, because this one, food and sex, right? And mental appetite for this and that and that and that and that. All of this is for what? That appetite, where is coming from that appetite? Where is it coming from? Your ego, your animal. Appetite belongs to animals. All of them, they have it, don't they? They fight. They kill each other for food or sex. We do the same. That's that appetite. Said, this appetite, let me talk about this appetite. Yes, if it was not for this mass production and regeneration and all that stuff, sex would be a problem. I will eliminate it. I hope in the recent future we will see that, because we realize that the sexual reproduction is a mess. We could organize to know the DNA of this fellow and that fellow and mix them and make babies in the factories. Then the sex will be over. But the food is here. What shall we do with that one? These are something which is the remaining of animal liking and loving in here. This should be killed. Yes, let's hear it.
Had not lust been for the sake of procreation, O executor, Adam, for shame of it, would have made himself a eunuch. The accursed Iblis said to the dispenser of justice, I want a powerful snare for this prey. He showed to him gold and silver and herds of horses, saying, by means of this you can seduce mankind. He cried, bravo, but let his lip drop sourly. He became wrinkled and sour like a lemon.
Familiar? Mm-hmm. The Satan is asking for something. God is giving him something. He will ask for more and more and more to arrive to the last point. That's a point that Rumi wants to make. Yes.
Then God offered to that fallen one gold and jewels from his goodly mines, saying, take this other snare, O accursed one. He replied, give more than this, O most excellent helper. He gave him orly and sweet and costly sherbets and many silken robes. He said, O Lord, I want more assistance than this, to bind them with the cord of palm fiber, in order that your devotees, who are fierce and courageous, may manfully burst those bonds.
Uh-huh. So he's asking for a trick. He said, no, Gaudi, give me something that I could bind them. Then those exceptional transformed fellow will try to unbind them and give them back their freedom. Yes.
And by means of this snare and cords of sensuality, your man may be separated from the unmanly.
If I don't do this bad stuff, so everybody is the same. Let me test them somehow. Yes.
I want another snare, O sovereign of the throne, a mighty, cunning snare that will lay men low. He brought and placed before him wine and heart.